everyone. You are listening to Everyday Happiness with Katie Jeffcoat, but today I am Celie Cauley taking over her podcast. Katie asked me yesterday what advice you'd give your younger self, and after pondering it a little bit more, I have more to add. One of the other bits of advice I would give my younger self, and I actually think I did a really good job on this, is to think long and hard about the people you are dating and choosing to spend your life with. And this is not just romantic partners, but also friends. I have been so blessed that I have had literally lifelong friends that I still keep in touch with today. So I know that younger people are very consumed with higher education and establishing themselves in careers, but careers change. I've had 7 careers, and you know, in my lifetime, and I might have a couple more up my sleeves. Who knows? But what hasn't changed are my relationships. So my advice to my younger self is to nurture those relationships. And if they are friendships that don't serve you well, then give yourself permission to let go of them. Really surround yourself by the people that lift you up. I've been very, very lucky that I chose very well. I'm still on my first husband, I like to say. And we've known each other over 33 years and we've been married over 30. And I feel so lucky for having the chance to date a lot of frogs before I met my prince, as well as establishing my friendships. I have friends that I'm sending 40-year gifts to for our Ruby anniversary because we've been close for 40 years. And so I'm not saying not to make new friends, but I'm saying be sure to focus on the relationships as much as you might focus on your education or career. So that was my second bit of advice for my younger self. And I have got one more question to share with you, and I will see you tomorrow. I hope you tune in. See you then.